Hey everyone, welcome once again to Podcast in Death, the weekly podcast where we discuss the in-depth series of books by J.D. Robb. I am AJ.
I'm Tara.
And Jen's not here, mostly because Tara and I are just kind of doing a in-between episode or a emergency episode, I call it.
Emergency, yeah.
This isn't the episode that we're going to play when we can't record an episode, and that happens every once in a while. So if you're hearing this, it's because we have not been able to get together this week to record an episode. And so this is the episode I'm playing for you as an emergency.
You're welcome.
So I don't know what number it is, what episode number it is.
No idea.
So we have no idea.
It's probably my fault. So
anyway, so for this episode, a few episodes back, you might recall that we did Eve's Myers-Briggs personality test, which was very interesting. So this time we thought we would do Rourke's Myers-Briggs. And it would be funny to see it, whether or not it's so close to Eve's or not close to Eve's at all.
Right. Well, because they were the same Enneagram type.
Right. Which but makes a lot of sense.
I feel like their Myers-Briggs will not be identical, but I think they'll be complementary.
Do we remember what Eve's was?
No.
We're so bad at this. We did no planning.
let's do this.
Yeah, literally yesterday we were like, let's record. We were going to record the regular show today, and then Jen was like, can't make it. And then I was like, well, Tara, if you can make it, I can make it, and we'll do just an extra episode. And we're going to record another episode with Jen in a couple of days.
Cool.
It'll be the regular episode that you will have already heard.
when did we release that episode?
It was a long time ago. I know it's... Oh, here. ISTJ.
ISTJ. Okay.
ISTJ, that's the logistician. So... we'll see. We'll see what Rourke comes out to be. We did the whole explanation of what Myers-Briggs is and everything when we did that last episode. But essentially, yes. It's looking for four different trait types. You're either one or the other. You're either like extroverted or introverted. Thinking rather than feeling, right?
Yes.
Thinking or feeling.
Feeling.
Assertive or, I don't know, not so assertive. I can't remember, but I don't know. Should we go ahead and
because it'll explain to us too what it is.
Right. So we'll just go ahead and take the test. And it'll explain to us what it is. And then. We'll see. So we're going to take the test for Rourke. Do you want to do it on yours?
Sure. Let me pull that
and
up.
I'll just, take it easy for that episode. I don't often do that.
You don't. This is very true. Okay. Let's see if this will let me do
you know
this.
What? Do you know what I'm also going to be missing when TikTok goes away?
What?
All of the, videos about sun signs.
Oh,
it's all of the Aquarius ones are so me.
They're probably also on like Instagram, but I get it.
Yes, but
Instagram's algorithm doesn't work like that though. Like,
no.
Yeah.
No. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's go ahead and do Rourke's. Right, so what we're going to do is for all of these questions, like we've done previous episodes, we're going to answer as we think Rourke would answer.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it's a sliding scale of agree to disagree.
Right. Like a hard agree or hard disagree or somewhere in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
So like there's a neutral. There's a like a slightly agree, mostly agree, and a hard agree.
Right.
So if that helps. So the first one is you regularly make new friends.
I would say agree on that one.
Yeah. I don't think it's like a huge, like hard agree.
No.
Because
but he's meeting people guarded, all the time.
But so did you say like mostly agree or just a regular agree?
I would say mostly agree. Okay. What do you think?
That was what I was thinking.
Okay.
The next one is complex and novel ideas excite you more than simple and straightforward ones. Agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say like mostly agree. Maybe even hard agree.
Right.
Because Rourke's like, let me just make this, you know,
yeah,
this children's home. Just no big deal. It's fine.
All new ideas excite him, let's be honest.
Yeah, but he does. Yeah. He really does. The next one is, you usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally with you than by factual arguments. Because Rourke is, I'm going to go.
He's an emotional guy.
He is an emotional guy.
He's also a very logical guy.
I'm still going to go with like slightly agree.
Okay.
And here's why.
Okay.
Because whenever it comes to like when he and Eve are like facing off over their petty bullshit that I love them for, and that's one reason why I love them as a couple, because they're being fucking stupid together.
Right.
Is he gets really fucking heated over stuff that you're like, take a breath and use your brain that we know you have and maybe try, because he doesn't.
Right.
One of his biggest obstacles for himself is that he does not often see things from Eve's point of view.
Right.
In which it would be very clear to him. So that is why I say slightly agree.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, he's also very logical.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. The next one is, your living and working spaces are clean and organized.
I feel yes on that. Yes.
That's a hard agree, yes. I think. The next one is, you usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure.
But yeah, we don't often see him like get like have outbursts or whatever just because he's under pressure. He has to be under a lot of pressure, but things he's outbursts about are emotional things, right?
Yeah.
So but day-to-day pressures, he doesn't really.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I would say mostly agree or hard agree.
What is the question again? Sorry.
It's okay. You usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly agree.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is, you find the idea of networking or promoting yourself to strangers very daunting.
Hard disagree. He's like, promotion. Yes.
It's like, yeah, I know I'm great. I am Rourke after all.
Business dinners, yes. Let's go to that fundraiser.
The next one is, you prioritize and plan tasks effectively, often completing them well before the deadline.
I would say yes on that.
I would too. I mean, he's the boss, so he sets all the deadlines, but I would say that's probably like a hard agree.
But even if you think like before he was a millionaire and he was just a thief, like those operations were meticulously organized and he knew exactly what he was going to do days before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The next one is, people's stories and emotions speak louder to you than numbers or data.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because he's a numbers and data guy.
He is.
I feel like that's neutral because I don't think one or the other.
Well, yeah, I would say that's a neutral thing too, because neutral doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't apply. It means he's literally right in the middle.
He's right in the middle of those two things. Yeah.
Next one is, you like to use organizing tools like schedules and lists.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hard agree. You don't think so?
Oh, no, I'd say, yeah. I feel like Rourke just knows everything, but he probably does use those things. You know, like...
He absolutely uses those things, and he has a calendar.
Because yeah. he has a calendar.
Because in... So this is probably going to be released way after we've done this, but the next episode that we're recording is for Calculated.
Yeah.
And at one time during Calculated, Eve is like, I just want to see your schedule just to get a feel of it. And he showed her his entire, so he had a schedule. and she's
like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, he does. He does. My brain was just like, yeah, probably. Also, he just knows everything because he's fucking Rourke.
Right.
Oh, this next one is, even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your overall abilities and knowledge.
I don't think anything ever causes him to doubt his abilities.
It's a hard disagree for me.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
Yep.
The next one is, you feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation.
I think yes.
Yeah. I think that's a hard agree.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't find you interesting, he's not going to fucking talk to you. The next one is, you are not too interested in discussions about various interpretations of creative works.
I disagree. Yeah.
I disagree. I think it's a mostly disagree. Maybe it's a hard disagree.
Yeah. Because
I think it's a hard disagree because fucker loves art.
He loves art. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
And old films and music. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one is, you prioritize facts over people's feelings when determining a course of action.
I don't think so.
I don't know that we've really... I agree with you. But I don't think it's a hard disagree.
No.
I think it's a, like...
Is it a neutral?
I think it's like a somewhat disagree, like a little bit disagree.
Okay.
Don't you?
Yeah. It's either that or neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
But I'm okay with somewhat disagree.
Because I feel like the only time where he would actually have any sort of real dilemma when it comes to that, not that he doesn't care about other people, would be when it comes to Eve or Somerset.
Right.
I think that he would have less of a dilemma if it came to other people. But the next one is, you often allow the day to unfold without any schedule at all. Hard disagree.
Oh, yeah. Hard disagree. There's no way he could do that.
Right. Oh, sometimes I wish I could do that. The next one is, you rarely worry about whether you make a good impression on people you meet.
Yeah,
that's a hard agree.
Hard agree.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking. But I also, literally,
he knows he
makes
an impression.
Right.
He's got to know he makes an impression.
He doesn't care what the impression is either. No. He's just like, I'm Rourke. Bye.
Yeah. I'm Rourke. I know you're impressed.
I am too. The next one is, you enjoy participating in team-based activities.
I think so.
I think he's realizing
otherwise
that.
He wouldn't be, you know, helping out Eve so much.
Right.
Not just helping out Eve, but going to the bullpen. And he loves that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would say that's like a mostly agree.
Mostly agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one is, you enjoy experimenting with new and untested approaches. Yes.
Yes.
Mostly agree.
Mostly again. Agree.
Yeah.
Or I would even say hard disagree. I mean, hard agree because.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have all of the new fucking inventions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The next one is, you prioritize being sensitive over being completely honest.
Yeah.
Is it like mostly or I'd say mostly. Yeah. Next one is, I have no idea how many fucking questions are in this thing. You actively seek out new experiences and knowledge areas to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a strongly agree. I don't know if it's a hard agree because he doesn't really have time to be like, what new thing can I learn today?
Right.
The next one is, you are prone to worrying that things will take a turn for the worse.
No.
I don't think that's him.
No.
I'd say that's a strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, yeah.
No. The next one is, you enjoy solitary hobbies or activities more than group ones.
I don't know.
I think that's like a slightly disagree.
Yeah.
Maybe not like a full out.
Slightly or neutral.
Yeah. I would say slightly disagree.
Right.
The next one is, you cannot imagine yourself writing fictional stories for a living.
Huh. That's not something that I think of when I think of Rourke.
Same. I was literally thinking the same thing. I was like,
but I don't know that it's a hard disagree.
Right. I feel like he'd be like, yeah, probably not. Like, I think if you were to ask Rourke, do you think you could write a fictional novel? Write a
story? Yeah.
He'd probably say, yeah, I probably could. Like, sure.
Yeah.
But it's not a thing that he would want to do. So I don't know.
Right. Neutral?
Like, neutral? I would just say neutral.
Yeah.
Just Rourke and be like, if you want me to. The next one is, you favor efficiency in decisions, even if it means disregarding some emotional aspects.
Again, it's the emotional over the...
Yeah. Well, and that's what...
I think he always thinks about the emotional part of it, if emotions are involved.
Yeah. Often his own emotions, which is fun. This is why we love him. Yeah, would you say somewhat disagree or neutral?
Somewhat.
Yeah. The next one is, you prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax. Not that Rourke does chores, but I think that's a strongly agree.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But he would do chores if needed.
Sure, yeah.
He does more chores than other rich people, so.
Probably.
The next one is, in disagreements, you prioritize proving your point over preserving the feelings of others.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're both that way a little bit.
They're both that way. I would say that's a, strongly agree? Yeah. You usually wait for others to introduce themselves first at social gatherings.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true. I think that if he wants people to know that he's there, he'll talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Strongly disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is, your mood can change very quickly. Yes.
Yes. Hard agree.
Hard agree. Sorry, Rourke. The next one is, you are not easily swayed by emotional arguments. I think that that's a slight agree.
Yeah, slightly.
It's not like it's a hard one, but again, when he, yeah.
Because, you know, the whole thing with Divided.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Eve's part of it was purely emotional.
Yeah.
And he allowed her to persuade him, and he ended up doing what he didn't, went against what he wanted to do because of her emotional argument. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
The next one is, you often end up doing things at the last possible moment. That doesn't sound like work. That's a strongly disagree.
Yeah.
The next one is, you enjoy debating ethical dilemmas.
I would say yes.
Yeah, that seems like Rourke.
You know,
like a strongly
especially
agree.
With Father Lopez while they're drinking tequila.
Right, guess, yeah.
Apparently.
Which, their new best friend, which AJ loves.
I need to let that go, I guess.
The next one is, you usually prefer to be around others rather than on your own. I'd say neutral.
Neutral. Because I don't think before Eve, he was like out every night with friends or at a party right. or at a, you know.
But I don't think he was like solitary sitting at home by himself
not either. All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe so he didn't have a preference either way.
Yeah. I would say neutral. And the next question is, you become bored or lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's a disagree.
Yeah. Maybe not a hard disagree, but.
Yeah, maybe just like a slightly disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it would depend on what's happening in the conversation.
But, yeah, exactly.
His wife is a police officer, so there's a lot of theoretical conversation that just happens around all of that. The next one is, when facts and feelings conflict, you usually find yourself following your heart. Really focusing on this.
Yes.
I would say agree.
Yes. Mostly agree.
Yeah.
If not hard, agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one is, you find it challenging to maintain a consistent work or study schedule.
That's a
hard disagree. The next question, you rarely second guess the choices you have made. Hard agree. The next one is, your friends would describe you as lively and outgoing.
Probably.
Yeah. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
The next one is, you are drawn to various forms of creative expression, such as writing. I would say that's like a slightly agree. Like, Rourke is not an artist, but Rourke is appreciative of art.
Right.
Wouldn't you say that would lead it to agree, but not heavy?
Yeah.
Because this kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. This like implies artistic, you know, like action, but you know, you can still be drawn to the expression, I think.
Yeah.
The next one is, you usually base your choices on objective facts rather than emotional impressions. Really going hard for this emotional shit.
Read it again.
Yeah. You usually base your choices on objective facts rather than emotional impressions.
See, I think that would be neutral for me because
I'm thinking neutral.
He's not one or the other. He uses both.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be the richest man in the fucking world.
Exactly.
The next one is, you like to have a to-do list for each day.
Yes. Hard agree.
The next one is, you rarely feel insecure. Hard agree. The next one is, you avoid making phone calls.
Hard disagree.
Yep. I was like, this is not me. The next one is, you enjoy exploring unfamiliar ideas and viewpoints.
I think agree, yeah.
I do too, yeah. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
The next one, you can easily connect with people you have just met.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
The next one is, if your plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get back on track as soon as possible. I'm feeling neutral on that. I feel like Rourke can go with anything.
Yeah.
It also depends on what the plans are.
Yeah, I feel neutral about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is, you are still bothered by mistakes that you made a long time ago. Hard disagree.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he knows what he's about. The next one is, you are not too interested in discussing theories on what the world could look like in the future.
I mean, that's not his first priority. He doesn't.
Right. I would say
go
that
up to somebody at a party and say, you know, like, what do you think about the future?
Let's talk about the future. I would say that he would not be against having those conversations.
Right, exactly.
I'd say maybe like, slightly disagree or neutral.
Slightly.
Yeah. The next one is, your emotions control you more than you control them. That's agree.
Do you think?
I think it's a slight agree.
Slight agree, yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, again,
he can keep them in check for the most part, but
he sure
there's
can.
Times when he cannot.
And you're like, my guy, you need to. The next one is, when making decisions, you focus more on how the affected people might feel than on what is most logical or efficient.
Yeah.
I still feel like that's very neutral.
It is neutral because it really depends. Like if it's a business decision, I mean, and he's taking over a company, they might feel bad about that and not want him to do it, but he's going to do it anyway.
Right.
Like,
he's not going to feel, he doesn't give a fuck about their feelings.
No.
But if it's Eve or someone he cares about, he's going to be like,
he's going to think about their feelings before he makes a decision. Yeah.
The next one is, your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than organized and consistent efforts. That's a hard disagree.
Yeah.
The next one is, when someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed in you.
Nope.
Hard disagree. The next one is, you would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time.
I disagree. That's a strong disagree on that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think Rourke is an extrovert. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I think we'll find out.
Right.
The next one is, you believe that pondering abstract philosophical questions is a waste of time.
I don't think so.
I think that's a slight disagree. I don't think that's something he thinks about.
No.
But if the question were posed, I think he'd be like, yeah, let's talk about it.
Right.
The next one is, you feel more drawn to busy, bustling atmospheres than to quiet, intimate places.
I think he likes both. I don't know that there's one that he feels more drawn to.
Yeah, I don't think that he could be in just one of those two. I think he needs both. I'd say mm-hmm. that's neutral. The next one is, if a decision feels right to you, you often act on it without needing further proof.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Strongly agree?
Yeah, strongly agree.
The next one is, you often feel overwhelmed.
I have not ever seen Rourke feel overwhelmed.
Right?
Very rarely, anyway.
Right. I would say strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Again, in Calculated, there is one scene where he comes home and he's like, he's been overwhelmed.
He's like, work was fucking stupid. And you're like, yeah. Oh, Rourke.
Yeah.
The next one is, you complete things methodically without skipping over any steps.
Very likely. Yeah.
Very likely.
Yeah.
The next one is, you prefer tasks that require you to come up with creative solutions rather than follow concrete steps. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a creative solution guy.
He likes that shit.
Yeah.
Strongly agree.
Yeah.
The next one is, you are more likely to rely on emotional intuition than logical reasoning when making a choice. Again, that's neutral.
It's really neutral on that.
Yeah. The next one is, you struggle with deadlines.
Nope.
Hard disagree.
Okay.
And the next one is, you feel confident that things will work out for you.
Yep.
Hard agree.
He's like, we always have. Why wouldn't they?
So our result is mm-hmm. protagonist, an ENFJ type A. Protagonists are inspiring optimists, readily taking action to do what they feel is right.
Oh my gosh. And do you see that picture that they have on this for the protagonist?
Of the little
I mean, it's guy literally with the sword? Rourke. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see that.
What? Hang on. Wait. Yes.
It is.
It is literally Rourke. Yeah.
So 81% extroverted, 19% introverted.
Uh-huh.
Extroverted individuals readily enjoy group activities and value social interaction. They tend to be outwardly enthusiastic and express their excitement. Not always Rourke, but he has moments. 77.
I'm sorry, these pictures are cracking me up because it's literally Rourke. So you're seeing this protagonist page and it's Rourke like in the future when he has to coach a soccer team.
I don't know what you're looking at, but please save those and put them in the.
Are you not seeing that?
No, I have the page with the little guy, and then I hit next, and I have this this group of people sitting around a table.
But it, Rourke is there though, like with his long hair. Yeah. Gosh, can I share my screen on this one?
Oh, I don't know.
Is this one where I can't share my screen? Maybe that was one of the reasons why.
Oh, it could be.
We didn't. Yeah.
The next, we'll all finish going through this, and if you save those, we can share them with the episode.
Okay.
It says, for mind, the intuitive, intuitive individuals are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. They value originality and focus on hidden meanings and distant possibilities. That sounds very Rourke.
Mm-hmm.
53% feeling. So he's kind of almost in the middle here. Feeling individuals value emotional expression and sensitivity. They place a lot of importance on empathy. Oh my God, that's amazing. I did not get that one. Yes.
Yeah, there's Rourke.
I wonder if it's just because...
coaching the soccer team.
I wonder if it's just because this is like the results page. So this is specific to, and you are on the...
Right, I'm on the actual page, yeah. Okay.
Let's see. They place a lot of importance on empathy, social harmony, and cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
Tactics, 93% judging.
Well,
judging individuals are decisive, thorough, and highly organized. They value clarity, predictability, and closure, preferring structure and planning to spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The next one is identity, 82% assertive. Assertive individuals.
No.
Why? I know. What? Assertive individuals are self-assured, even-tempered, and resistant to stress. They refuse to worry too much. Oh, here it is. They refuse to worry too much. And tend to be self-confident when striving to achieve goals.
Right.
And that is the end of that. Let's see. I will have them send this to me. See if there's any more information that comes if I give them my email. Okay. So yeah, there it is. There's the soccer team picture. Extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging. And what did we say Eve was? An ISFJ?
Yeah. Hang on. She is
ISTJ.
ISTJ, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I can't say the logistician.
Right.
And the protagonist. Of course, Rourke is the fucking protagonist. Jesus.
There's this section here where it talks about romantic relationships.
Yes.
It says, people with ENFJ personality type can be intense when it comes to matters of the heart, and they wouldn't have it any other way. Right? True optimists and embodiments of passion, ENFJs believe their soulmates are out there somewhere and they won't give up until they find them. These personalities rarely settle for anything that falls short of their ideals, and their romantic relationships are no exception. But then the interesting part was down here when it says, when they fall for someone, they tend to fall hard and they're not coy about it. ENFJs are among the personality types that most readily express how they feel. So they often find themselves making the first move rather than playing games or waiting for reassurance that the other person feels the same way.
Oh my gosh.
Which is literally what happened.
Well, I think we know.
That is funny.
That's amazing. That's a fun one. I'm sorry. I just laughed so fucking hard at 93% judging and 82% assertive. Oh, man.
So... let's see what it says under career paths. When it comes to choosing a career, people in the ENFJ personality type find fulfillment in doing what they love most, helping others. They also prefer careers where their charisma is an important factor for success. With their natural charm, creativity, and drive, ENFJs can find many different ways to serve and uplift others in nearly any work environment. Whether they're behind a gleaming table in a corporate boardroom or behind the counter at the beloved local coffee shop.
That's very, it feels very correct.
Yeah, I think so. Rather than fading into the background, people with this personality type are known for their leadership abilities. They often find themselves in positions of influence. ENFJs can be found in public office and at the helm of all sorts of organizations, from nonprofits and religious groups to scrappy startups and corporate empires.
Well,
that is interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, it's so interesting that, yeah, and it says that for Rourke, but for Eves, one of the career paths it said was police officer or detective. So that is like really, really interesting.
That's amazing. I think we looked at that before when we were looking at Eves, but I had completely forgotten.
We did, yeah. And we looked at, there's a section for ENFJs as like friends and ENFJs as like parents. ENFJs strive to create a loving, encouraging, and supportive home life for their children. Parents with this personality type promote creativity and authenticity, freeing their children to speak their minds and be themselves. And I think with Eves, it was saying that they would be kind of strict.
Yeah.
I mean,
not like unbendingly so, but,
no.
You know.
Yeah.
Not lackadaisical, that's for damn sure.
No, just for shits and giggles, I guess. And what do we say that Eves was?
It was, I like made a point to save it. ISTJ.
ISTJ.
Yeah.
Compatibility. I'm going to see if there's anything on whether those are compatible.
And I can't remember if she was more, I mean, I can, there's no way she wasn't also assertive instead of turbulent, but I don't.
So this says, ENFJs and ISTJs have some common themes that often arise when they get to know each other. As an ENFJ, you'll want to keep these issues in mind when you get to know an ISTJ. The two of you have some very fundamental differences in how you see things. This can make getting along a challenge for both of you. That's not to say you shouldn't be friends. In fact, you might find that spending time with this person introduces you to ways of thinking that help you learn and grow. But this relationship will not be without its frustrations. What else? Oh, communication can be a challenge between any two people, and communication between ENFJ and ISTJ personality types is not the exception. You have a different style of communication from this person, and you'll need to make some accommodations if this relationship is to reach its full potential. You tend to communicate in the abstract, theoretical way. You focus on making connections and interpreting meaning, exploring the why of a thing in question. Much of what you communicate is your idea, theory, or interpretation of what you see, rather than a direct observation. When making plans, you're inclined to spend a lot of time thinking about the overall goal or theme of the plan without having much interest in the details, exactly what will happen or how. In contrast, your counterpart tends to communicate in a straightforward, concrete way, focusing on facts, details, history, and real life experiences. They focus on the what when discussing something and convey information that they observe directly or can back up with real life evidence. When making plans, they tend to focus on the specific steps that will occur. And generally, they're interested in talking about real things, not ideas or theories. So, yeah. You know.
That sounds, yeah.
When communicating with this person, you'll probably find you tend to do more of the talking. You're naturally more inclined to express yourself and tend to translate your thoughts into speech more easily than your counterpart. So.
Well.
I mean, I feel like that's correct.
I think it's correct, yeah. Oh, that's hysterical.
Lifestyle is an underappreciated but extremely important element of compatibility. Your values and ideals may coincide perfectly, but if you can't agree on how to conduct day-to-day matters, your relationship will always have friction. As an ENFJ in a relationship with ISTJ, you can expect certain issues to arise in your daily life. Discussing these in advance and figuring out how to deal with them will make things go much more smoothly as you develop your relationship. You take similarly orderly approach to life and share appreciation for schedules, to-do lists, and organization systems. If you share a space, it's likely to be well organized and tidy. While you may sometimes disagree on exactly how to organize something, you both appreciate the process of creating structure and will typically enjoy working together to get systems in place. So, I mean, you know.
That for the most part, everything tracks, you know?
Yes. So that's really interesting.
That's fun. Why do I feel like Rourke's was easier to take than Eve's?
It was much easier to take than Eve's.
Yeah.
He's so concrete and everything and all
well,
of it.
Well, like, I think that, yeah, there's a lot of that, like, I don't know. It'll be interesting if we ever do any of the others. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Rourke is probably the easiest person to take that test for. I feel like Rourke was pretty easy to take the Enneagram for, too.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Rourke is the kind of person who is very clear. Like, you know,
not he's that Eve pretty, isn't,
right. I mean, he's pretty predictable, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. But.
Okay.
That was fun. I had to, I sent that to like my like dummy email for the theater. I never fucking look at my theater email. And then I was like, well, I want to look at my own. So I logged back into mine because mine changed in like 2020. I took it in like 2019, I think 2018, 2019.
Yeah. I think you said that
it was like ISFJ. And now, and then I took it in 2020 and then I took it again in February and it was the same as what I took in 2020. So, but I also feel like when we talked about Enneagrams, how I feel like 4 or 5 years ago, I would have definitely been a 2 instead of a 9. So yeah, we do change.
Yeah,
Rourke, however,
never changes.
No.
Rourke never change. I mean, we don't want him to change.
Yeah.
Should we talk about podcast business?
Sure. Let's do some podcast business.
Okay. Actually have podcast business. I don't know if we should actually, should we wait?
Oh, for the episode that will actually come out this week.
Yeah.
Maybe
we should probably wait. So never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
So you guys have already heard the podcast business we would have talked about.
Yeah, you already heard the podcast business.
You already know. You don't want us to repeat it.
No. So I guess that's it, unless we have anything else.
I don't have anything else.
Yeah. I mean, it would be interesting to see, like, to do this again, same thing with, like, Peabody and, you know, Feeny or Mavis, maybe. I don't know. So we may go ahead and do that.
We haven't Enneagrammed Mavis either.
No.
Or Feeny.
Did we think that, did you say that you thought Mavis would be hard to Enneagram?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We don't spend as much time with her and Feeny.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We kind of like, Peabody is kind of like that supporting lead, you know? Mm-hmm. You're like, we got a pretty good feeling about her, but everyone else, it's a lot guesswork.
Yeah. Oh, I'm yawning. It's not even late here. So as usual, if you guys have any ideas of what you want to see us do, for upcoming episodes, just let us know. Call the number 205-476-2753. And that spells out 2054 Rourke. Or you can send us an email at show@podcastanddeath.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page. If you're on our Facebook page, send us a message there. If you're not on our Facebook page and you don't want to be on our Facebook page, we don't know what to tell you. Send us a message on Instagram if you're on that. because we're on Instagram too.
Or send us a message through our email, like we first mentioned.
Send an email or call the number. I guess that's it for this episode of Podcast and Death. This is a short one, but
it's a fun one.
It was really fun. Yeah. So, okay. So I guess that's it. So,
thanks, for guys.
A Podcast and Death, this is AJ.
This is Tara.
And we'll see you next week, I guess, whenever that is.
Whatever that is. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Podcast in Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcast in Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast in Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo, and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcast in Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-Rourke. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking sláinte to you.